Kate, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing very well. How'd you allow me to drag you out of bed this early?
I'm usually up and ready to go anyway. You know, we're feeding people early in the morning.
All right. Well, tell us, what is your capacity with the Michigan Food Bank?
I'm the operations supervisor.
And tell us about the meals that you serve there.
Well, we serve around 49,000 people a month throughout a seven-county area in mid-Michigan.
And is that breakfast, lunch, and dinners?
Yes. We have 155 agencies consisting mainly of pantries, community kitchens, and shelter homes. And they do a variety of different types of meals. But, yes, we provide three meals a day to people.
Well, September is Hunger Awareness Month, and the public is invited to an interfaith gathering on September 20 from 8 to 9 a.m. It's a pretty cool event. Tell us about it.
Well, First Presbyterian Church is a pantry in the Ingham County area, and a group of people there got together and decided that they collect a peace offering every year, and they decided that this year they wanted to use their peace offering to really bring people together, bring the faith community together, and talk about issues. And because they have a pantry, they thought that this year it would be timely to do it around hunger and do it in time for Hunger Awareness Month.
All right. This breakfast will be held, as you mentioned, the First Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
Which is at Ottawa and Pine Streets in Lansing.
Yes, it's right downtown. Most people recognize it as the church with the really tall steeple because you can see it all over the city.
How many people do you expect to stop by for the breakfast?
Well, we're hoping to see around 100. That's the capacity of the little church fellowship hall, so we're hoping we can fill the hall that morning.
And how much are you hoping to raise with this?
Actually, this is a free event. First Presbyterian Church has been very generous this year. You know, when our freezers went out, they gave us money for our freezers. They've supported our hunger relief efforts this year throughout the year with many donations. And so this event on Tuesday is really just an event to bring the community together and discuss hunger and explore ways that the community can get more actively involved in feeding the hungry in our community.
Now, you've had some challenges this season so far, especially in the summer. Tell us about them, and have you overcome them?
Oh, yes, we've overcome them. We're still working on it a little bit. But, yeah, you know, if bad news comes in threes, we've had our three for the year. First, our freezer went out. It was starting to go a little bit, and so we had ordered parts, and then we hit that really hot spell, and it just worked our freezers overtime and blew them out. So we had to scramble to try and get funds to get a new freezer unit. And while that was going on, we got hit by lightning and some of the bad storms that came through here at the end of July. The lightning blew out our computers and everything else and didn't help our freezer and cooler conditions. And then while that was going on, we left one of our trucks out one night, and our couple trucks, and somebody came along and stole seven tires off of our trucks.
All right. Well, I know that you have overcome those. We're going to talk to you again before you have the interfaith breakfast. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.